It's time to talk Connecticut sports. The Feed with Kevin Begley. Star 99.9.
All right, we got a short week this week with Thanksgiving coming up, but every Monday we talk to our friend the Ump, Vin Cerullo. He's here in the studio giving us a high school sports update for Connecticut this week. Hey, Vin.
How you doing, Kevin? How's everything going?
I'm doing great. Yeah, I'm getting excited for the holidays. I'm doing well.
Getting all set for the holidays. Yeah. Absolutely. The weather's fitting the period of time, November, which is good. And so far, the rain has held off for sports, and it's been good. But during the past semifinal games in volleyball, they were just simply outstanding. The semifinal game between Amity and Trumbull went to four games, and two of them were close and had to go past the 25 points needed to win.
Oh, wow.
They were unbelievable games. Amity was ranked number 6th in LL, and Trumbull was ranked number 7 in that category. And the games were just absolutely outstanding. Trumbull obviously came out ahead. So today I decided to take a little bit of a different track, and I spoke to the assistant and head coaches of Trumbull High School, their volleyball team coaches. I wanted to see how their season had gone and what brought them to be number 7 in the state, going up against number 1 now in the championship game versus Darien High School in the Class LL category. So I spoke first with the assistant coach, and he's been there for 12 years, Tom Zelkowski. Some of the things he pointed out were that the squad got stronger as the year went on, especially in the second half of the year. They have 9 seniors, 6 of which are starters, and the girls matured together as the season went on. They learned to battle back when behind, especially late in the game.
Wow.
So as far as coaching, he felt that he let the team developed normally and really went a long way during the course of the year. And then, of course, I spoke to the head coach, Nicole Tromelin, and she felt that the semifinal match, which was played at Jonathan Law High School in Milford, was just super fun. Forgetting the fact that Trumbull won the game, she said that it was a great environment while the people at Law were just great.
Nice.
So it was a great experience for them, and I'm glad it was. But she talked about facing Darien coming up in the championship game, and she thought that the game is going to be tough, especially having lost to them earlier in the year. So it's something that she's kind of looking forward to getting maybe a little bit of revenge.
Yeah.
I kind of caught that in her voice.
Yeah, a little competitiveness.
Absolutely. Yeah. Coach Tomlin, while talking to her team, emphasized that they should be looking to get easy points and concentrate on staying away from the unforced errors that they committed in that semifinal game against Amity. And, of course, there are going to be lots of film to watch, as she said, to help make some final adjustments that they're going to need in that championship game. And they're very much looking forward to it, and hopefully they'll come out on top. And I got to admit, I got a little prejudice there since I work at Trumbull High School in special ed. So
that's all right.
You know, go Trumbull. What can I say?
Yeah. And I love hearing that the crowds are into it, too. You love that energy, no matter what sport it is.
Well, I'll tell you what. Jonathan Law sold out their gym completely.
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. The Amity and Trumbull kids that were there to cheer on their fellow students and athletes, it was just tremendous. The excitement. The parents, of course, on the opposite side of the gym.
Yeah,
it was fabulous. It was going almost to a college game, playoff game, or even a pro game, where the cheering was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that's great. All right, well, everyone have fun at all the sports that are happening this week, and have a great Thanksgiving, Vin.
Yes, absolutely. You too, Kevin. The best to you and your family.
Thank you.